News reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Sunday became the latest country to accuse Iran of carrying out an attack on an Israeli-managed oil tanker off the coast of Oman last Thursday that killed a Briton and a Romanian. Iran earlier on Sunday denied it was involved in the incident after it was blamed by Israel. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab claims assessments had concluded it was highly likely Iran had used one or more drones to carry out the, quote, unlawful and callous attack. He says the country is working with international partners on a response to this unacceptable attack. The U.S. Navy said on Saturday early indications clearly pointed to a drone attack, and the USS Ronald Reagan was assisting in getting the vessel to port safely. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns despite the growing risks of COVID-19 infections posed by the Delta variant. Fauci telling ABC he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is rattling the globe. Parts of Asia that were previously relatively successful in containing COVID-19, such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, are now locking down hotspots. Some are pushing back against new restrictions. Beginning Monday, Army personnel will help police Australia's biggest city, Sydney, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating. In France, where the government is fighting a fourth wave of infections, thousands of people protested for a third weekend in a row against the introduction of a mandatory health pass, proving vaccination or a negative test for entry to many public venues. This is VOA News. North Korean state media is reporting Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said on Sunday if South Korea carries out a planned joint military exercise with the United States, it will damage the resolve of the two Koreas to rebuild relations. She also says a recent decision to restore hotlines between the two Koreas should not be seen as anything more than reconnecting physical ties, and that it would be, quote, thoughtless to assume that summits are around the corner. Her comments come at a time when North and South Korea are in talks to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Washington and Seoul are due to hold a joint military drill later in August. The two Koreas still technically at war after their 1950-53 conflict ended in a ceasefire. Last Tuesday, reconnected hotlines the North severed in June last year. Workers at the world's biggest copper mine in Chile have approved a strike after rejecting the latest offer proposed by its owners. Following the results of a vote that lasted until Saturday night, the union says there were more than 2,000 votes in favor of starting the strike against just 11 for accepting the employer's offer. Chile is the world's top producer of copper, making up 28% of global output. The mineral accounts for 10 to 15% of the South American country's GDP, with much of it exported to China, the world's biggest consumer. The mine is located in the world's driest desert in northern Chile at more than 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet in altitude. It's in the same area where in 2010, some 33 men were trapped 700 meters underground for 69 days. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023, extending the military's initial timeline given when it deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's group for nearly 2.5 years. Instead of the initial one-year timeline, the army announced days after the coup. The State Administration Council, as the junta calls itself, also announced in a separate statement that junta leader Min Aung Hlaing had been appointed as the prime minister of the caretaker government. The army has justified its power grab by alleging massive fraud during 2020 elections won by Suu Kyi's party. Last week, the junta canceled the results of the polls, announcing it had uncovered more than 11 million instances of voter fraud. But the Asian Network for Free Elections Monitoring Group has said the vote was, quote, by and large, representative of the will of the people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. VOA 1.